Now when the entire nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them saying, take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet are standing firmly, and carry them over with you and lay them down in the encampment where you will spend the night. So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross again to the ark of the Lord, your God, into the middle of the Jordan. And each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. This shall be a sign among the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever. So the sons of Israel did exactly as Joshua commanded. They took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, them over with them to the encampment and put them down there. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan at the place where the feet of the priest who carried the ark of the covenant were standing.
Joshua, command the priests to carry the ark of the testimony that they come up from the Jordan. So Joshua commanded the priests, saying, come up from the Jordan,
It came about when the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord had come up from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and went over all its banks as before. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal on the eastern edge of Jericho. As for those 12 stones which they had taken from the Jordan, Joshua set them up at Gilgal. And he said to the sons of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall inform your children, saying, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry ground. Of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever.